Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry and Church on the Phone. I miss all of my faithful UCA members, and I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our visitors today. Call, text, or inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to call in. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537, or tell them to just click on my Facebook page or on Tumblr, Alignable, Instagram, or Twitter. And just click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular program in order to listen from your computer today or any day and time after this show. You can hear the entire program. Tell your friends to join me for this 1 hour as I preach on betrayal. The title of my message today is Betrayal. Warfare is serious. And when you are in war, when you're in a spiritual warfare, the enemy hits below the belt. He uses everything in his arsenal, including family and friends. It gets hard sometimes for us Christians when we walk this straight and narrow path to Jesus, because people don't understand you. They take things you say out of context, or they simply lie on you. You are being attacked sometimes on every end, but the pain comes in when you are betrayed. Betrayal is a painful part of warfare. Betrayal hits very hard because loved ones are involved. We are sensitive to certain people, so when they betray us, it really, really hurts. It hurts so much that it can last for many years. It makes you cry. It makes you depressed. It makes you sad. And then it can actually make you angry and unforgiving. The way we react when we are betrayed can cause us to stumble and fall while we are on this Christian journey. It can open up portals for demons to take control over our lives. It can cause us to not walk in love if we're not careful and aware. Okay, so how do we heal from being betrayed, you may ask? Well, I'll teach you what to do by the power of the Holy Spirit in today's broadcast. So stay right there. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
Right.
You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. All true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, King of the universe, King of glory. We worship you and we praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you open up our hearts and our minds that we can receive of you today and hear the message that's being brought forth. Let our spirits be open to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the unveiling of the mystery between God and Christ, and unveiling who we are in you. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to understand as we preach this message by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Betrayal. Betrayal. What does it mean to betray someone? Betrayal means to expose someone to danger by treacherously giving information to an enemy or being a double agent. It also means to turn on someone, be deceitful, or throw someone under the bus, to lie on someone. It is to betray a trust. Keep in mind that demons work through people to make them betray others, especially to betray you. This message is to prepare you and warn you of people who can betray you. Just keep in mind that we are in a warfare right now, and it will be getting stronger as time passes. It is a serious spiritual warfare, and everyone on earth is being affected even as we speak. You may even be targeted after you have stood up for the Lord Jesus Christ and speak his truth. Many will be offended by your love for Jesus and will lash out at you, and some will even turn on you. You might even lose friends, even some family members as well. It happened to me. We must understand that we are living in a time of betrayal, as it is written in Mark chapter 13, verse 12. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Betrayal seems to always come from someone close to you, like a family member. And scripture speaks on this in Job chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. My relatives stay away, stay far away, and my friends have turned against me. My family is gone, and my close friends have forgotten me. Yes, even a very, very close friend can betray you. Psalm 41, verse 9. Even my closest friend whom I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Even members of your church can betray you. Psalm 55, verses 12 and 14. For it is not an enemy who insults me. I could have handled that. Nor is it someone who hates me and who now arises against me. I could have hidden myself from him. But it is you, a man whom I treated as my equal, my personal confidant, my close friend. We had good fellowship together. We even walked together in the house of God. You will be heartbroken to see that the very people you have worshiped with, fellowshiped with, the very people you have ministered to betrayed you. Like, for example, a guy by the name of Jeremiah Johnson, a very popular man of God. Some of you are probably familiar with Jeremiah Johnson, and some of you probably remember this. He preached and taught in many churches, big churches, making a lot of money, writing books and being on Christian television shows and so on. He prophesied three things in 2020, but only two of the things that he prophesied came to pass. When the third prophecy failed, which was actually that third prophecy was that Donald Trump would win the election. Well, when it failed, he repented. He repented before the Lord and publicly before the people. And did you know that that's when the attacks came in, when he repented? But the attacks came from the church, his own people, Christians, his very own brothers and sisters in the faith, not the media, not from worldly organizations. It came from the very churches that he had ministered to, preached and taught the word of God to. They were mad that he repented. What is that? Why were they mad at that, at the fact that he repented? Don't we teach repentance? Many churches canceled his engagements. The money stopped coming in. They kicked him completely off the charismatic Christian set. And some churches told him that if he comes, he would have to teach on politics, abortion, or Israel. If he did that, then he could come to their church. But if he taught on eternal life, he was not allowed to come. What? He was betrayed by the very people he loved, the very people who said hallelujah and glory to God together with him. They did what many of the kings of Israel did and some of the children of Israel back in the Old Testament. They turned on the prophets of God and killed them or put them in prison because they prophesied the word of God. That is betrayal. Jeremiah the prophet. Now I'm talking about Jeremiah the prophet now. He was betrayed when the children of Israel came to him and wanted him to inquire of the Lord. And when he did, they didn't like what the Lord had said. They turned on him and disobeyed the word of the Lord that was given to them. And as a result of that, they were taken into Babylonian captivity. Tell you another story about a little kid who had an accident. Now, this is a true story. He had an accident, and his spirit left his body. Now, this experience was made into a movie. The movie is called Heaven is for Real, and some of you probably saw this movie, really good movie. He was in the hospital, and the doctors were working on him. His spirit left his body. He floated around the hospital. He went in a room in the hospital, and he could see his father praying, but he was very upset, kind of mad at God, you know, and his father just, it was actually the pastor at their church. He was hurt and upset. He saw his mother crying and a couple of church members also in different areas. The boy, the young boy, was taken, he was a very young kid. He was taken to heaven and saw Jesus. And he saw his sister that he never knew, that had already passed. He saw his grandfather who had died before he was even born, and he could describe him perfectly. And many other things took place while he was in heaven, but the person that stood out the most was Jesus. His spirit returned to his body, and he soon recovered. But when word got out that he went to heaven, the entire congregation of their church turned against the pastor. The word got out. People were coming from all over to hear this young man's testimony. The entire town, and they had was on the map now. It was a little small town, but now, you know, people knew of them. And they turned the congregation, the pastor, the boy's father. That his congregation turned on him because his son went to heaven and testified about it. I couldn't believe this. They wanted his son to stop talking about heaven and seeing Jesus. And these were supposed to be Christians. They hated it so much that they threatened to fire the pastor. Like I said, this was a true story. The entire congregation and their board of directors had betrayed the whole family. But thank God, in the end, they did repent and they accepted his repentance, and they kept the pastor in the church. But betrayal can come from anyone and anywhere. Your very own country can betray you also. Your country that you thought stood for good, a country that was built upon Christian values and beliefs, will betray you, deceive you in order to cause you to believe their lies. They will do things that harm you in order to keep control over you, while at the same time they make you feel as though they are looking out for you or working on your behalf. They want you to trust them and feel like you can trust them, when all the time they are devils, liars, deceivers, and evil people governed by demons. They cause sicknesses, diseases, and then charge you for the cure. They get you addicted to drugs, alcohol, and sexual perversions. They constantly and continually and publicly go against the word of God. A country that betrayed God, but disguising their ways as being good, when in reality, they are evil. They are betrayers. People on your job can betray you as well. It happens quite often. There are those who envy your position on your job, so they smile in your face and then go behind your back to your superiors, your bosses, and speak evil against you. Their goal is to get you fired or demoted so that they can take your position. This has happened to me many times. These people are betrayers, and they could be someone very close to you on your job. You worked together, had lunch together all the time. You have shared your deepest secrets with them, but they don't like you. They are after your job, or they are just jealous. So they betray you. Yes, betrayers come in all sizes, all shapes, all types, all colors and races. Now, I'm telling you these things because we are living in a time when people of the world will deceive you. They will betray you, as it is written in 2 Timothy verses, chapter 3, verse 3. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. The deceitful, selfish, betraying ways of the world will even affect your family. Micah chapter 7, for a son dishonors his father, and a daughter rises against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. There is a betrayal that seems to last the longest and truly hurt the deepest in the heart, and that is the betrayal between a husband and a wife. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. When a couple is married, it is a covenant between the Lord and the man and the woman. It is a promise, an agreement between the three of them and them alone. You are bound by your promise toward each other and the Lord. Neither the man or the woman should break that covenant, because it constitutes betrayal, which then makes you an adulterer. Romans chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. This goes for the man as well. When you break your God-ordained and blessed marriage, and let me repeat that, I'm talking about a God-ordained and blessed marriage, which is a covenant. When you break it, you cause a breach in the heavens. It is a tearing of the soul, spirit, and flesh, because you are one flesh, according to the word of God. And because you both are Christians, you have caused a separation in the spirit, because one of you went after strange flesh, which is another person other than your spouse, causing a disconnection from the Holy Spirit. This is a great betrayal, because the one in the marriage that is betraying you is making you think that he or she is innocent, that they are doing nothing wrong. Everything is fine until they are exposed. Then they blame their spouse, you know, the innocent one. This is a great betrayal. Many women are suffering from betrayal in many different ways. Even today, many of their hearts are broken, are still broken, because someone has betrayed them. And they haven't fully mended. Now, there are men also who have suffered from betrayal. I just want to say this. If you are someone who have been betrayed, just call on the Lord so that he can comfort you and give you his peace and refresh and renew you in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Betraying someone means that you don't truly love them and you don't have any regards for the word of God. It is written to love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. If you are a betrayer, then you are disobeying God's command, because you can't possibly love someone if you consistently and constantly betray them. You are not surprised or even shocked when your obvious enemy betrays you, because you know where they stand. You know where they stand. So, you know, they're your enemy, and they're your enemy, and you know it. What they are is who they are, and you already know what they will do. They will do every evil work against you that they can possibly think of. But loved ones can betray you, and it hurts, because they are close to you. They are the ones you would have never thought would betray you. They are the ones you trusted. People who have ministered to you, or people that you have ministered to or have helped in some way, also can betray you. For example, King Saul suffered from an evil spirit, but he sent for David, and David would play music before the Lord, and the evil spirit would leave Saul. David fought in Saul's army and won battles for him, yet Saul would betray him and try to literally kill him. David served Saul faithfully, but still he turned on David to the place that David had to run from him. He had to literally run from Saul. David had many opportunities to kill Saul, but he wouldn't do it, for he said that he will not lift his hand against God's anointed, for God had anointed Saul king over Israel, and David had respect for that anointing and Saul's office. So he fled from Saul Instead of trying to kill him, he just fled. But Saul pursued him to kill him. He chased him. As time went on, David and his army protected a city called Keilah. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Then they told David, saying, "Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floor, the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go and smite these Philistines?' And the Lord said unto David, 'Go and smite the Philistines, and save Keilah.' And David's men said unto him, 'Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. So how much more then if we come to Keilah against the enemies of the Philistines?' Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, 'Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand.' So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah." Now, after David had delivered the city of Keilah from the Philistines, David heard that Saul was coming to the city to destroy it and kill David. So David inquired of the Lord and asked him, he asked the Lord, if the people of the city of Keilah, would they turn him over to Saul? And the Lord answered and told David, yes, they would betray him. David risked his life and the life of his men to save that city, yet they were going to betray him. But God warned him in time, praise the Lord, and he was able to leave. But the most powerful betrayal of all times is the betrayal of Judas when he betrayed the Lord. Matthew 26, verse 48 through 50. The traitor, Judas, had given the scribes and Pharisees and all of them, even the Romans, gave them a prearranged signal because they didn't know which one of the apostles was Jesus. And his prearranged signal was, "You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss." So Judas came straight to Jesus. "Greetings, Rabbi," he exclaimed, and gave him the kiss. Jesus said, "My friend, go ahead and do what you have come for." Others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Now, in another translation, when Judas kissed the Lord asked Judas, he said, "Betrayest thou me with a kiss?" Judas may have had his reasons for betraying the Lord, but he saw that his reasons wasn't worth betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas felt so guilty that he killed himself. You see, he killed innocent blood. He arranged for innocent blood to be killed. Jesus was innocent. He did no wrong. Judas felt so guilty that he killed himself. He couldn't live with the guilt. But keep in mind that Peter also betrayed the Lord. Luke chapter 22, verse 56 through 61. A servant girl saw him sitting by the fire. This is after they had taken Jesus. And Peter followed. And a servant girl saw him sitting by the fire, stared at him and said, "This man was with him too, or also. But he denied it. 'I don't know him, woman,' he responded. A little later, a man looked at him and said, 'You are one of them too.' But Peter said, 'Mister, I am not.' About an hour later, another man emphatically asserted, 'This man was certainly with him because he's a Galilean.' But Peter said, 'Mister, I don't know what you're talking about.' Just then, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Then the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the word from the Lord and how he had told him, 'Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times.' And it happened. Although the Lord knew Peter and Judas would betray him, and he even knew that all of his apostles would turn and or run and desert him, it was still painful for the Lord. Matthew 26, verse 31, Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. When Jesus actually told them what they were going to do. And he said, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And that's exactly what they did. They all scattered. They ran and forsook the Lord as soon as the Romans came for Jesus. They didn't want to be associated with the Lord at that point, and it was still very painful for the Lord, although he had told them that they were going to do this. Even the very people that was worshiping the Lord, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, betrayed him. John chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. On the next day, this is during back before he got taken to be crucified. They're going back a little bit. It says, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, which means rescue us, rescue us. It is also a word that expresses adoration, praise, or joy. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. This is what they were yelling, all of this. It was prophesied that they were going to do this very thing. It was prophesied that Jesus would do this very thing hundreds of years before it actually happened. It was written in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king cometh unto you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey. This was all written out. Jesus was riding on a donkey when they were hollering, Hosanna, and upon a colt of the foal of a donkey. This also fulfilled what was prophesied by the Lord when he exposed the sins of Jerusalem, the priests, the scribes, and Pharisees all throughout the years as they killed God's prophets. The Lord said, they will not see me or see him until they say, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. And that's exactly what they did when they saw Jesus coming in the city on a donkey. Continuing, and Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, set upon it, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion, what I just read. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on a donkey. He actually did it. And the people began to holler, Hosanna. Those very people who cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna, was the very same people 8 days later who yelled out, crucify him. Luke 23, verses 20 through 25. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, to the crowd of people. But they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. You talk about betrayal. And he said unto them, Pilate said unto them the third time. He said, why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. And I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Pilate gave in, and he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. They desired or preferred Pilate to release the murderer Barabbas. But this had to be done because Jesus was going to have to die for his sins as well as theirs, and as well as all of ours. But he, Pilate, delivered Jesus to their will. He delivered Jesus to be crucified, but Jesus knew that all of these things was going to happen. He knew it was going to happen. Sometimes we know just how certain people are. We know that there are some people who may be very close to you in your life, people that you know will betray you once they get a chance. They will hurt you. But when it actually happens, it's still painful, though you knew it. You knew it would happen. You knew they were capable of that. The people prayed and cried to the Lord for a deliverer, and the Lord came himself to deliver them. But they didn't receive him, as it is written in John chapter 1, verse 11, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. My advice to people who have betrayed someone or who is betraying someone right now, if you're betraying someone right now, my advice to you is to stop and repent. Turn from your betraying ways or you will lose the trust of those around you, those who know you, respect you, and look up to you. Instead of betraying people, talk to people. Talk to them. As it is written in Proverbs 25, verses 9 and 10, instead, take up the matter with your neighbor and don't betray another person's confidence. Otherwise, anyone who hears will make you ashamed and your bad reputation will never leave you. Repent and confess your sin before the Lord because he is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So, what do you do, or what do we do when we have been betrayed? Just understand this, that if you truly stand for and walk in agreement with the Lord, and if you are doing God's will, there will be many who will betray you. Many who will turn their backs on you, throw you under the bus, and some will even lie on you. That's all a part of being a true Christian. Jesus reminds us in John chapter 15, verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. So be strong and stand your ground, because if they did it to Jesus, they will do it to you. Don't give up. Even after someone has betrayed you or even persecuted you, do what the apostles did after Peter and John were persecuted by their own people, you know, the religious system of their time, the Sanhedrin, the Israelite leaders. What did they do? They called on the name of the Lord. Acts 4, verses 29 through 31. And now, Lord, this is their prayer, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. They obeyed the Lord, and we must also obey him. Jesus said it, you know, the Lord said it himself as he taught his disciples, and now he's teaching us that he is always with us. Matthew 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. No matter who betrays us, always know that the Lord cares for us. Psalm 27, verse 10, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me. He is our great comforter. So if you're hurting, feeling hopeless, depressed, sad, and in distress, just call on the name of Jesus and know that he will heal your heart and your mind. Psalm 55, verses 16 and 17, I call upon God, and the Lord will deliver me. Morning, noon, and night, I mulled over these things and cried out in my distress, and he heard my voice. Know that the Lord is your champion, and he is always looking out for you. Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be still. The Lord fights for us mentally, physically, and spiritually. He fights all of our battles, but we must remember to forgive. Remember what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So forgive, and don't seek vengeance on those who betrayed you. For it is written in Romans 12, verse 19, do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. I know it may not be easy, but it is always better. It's best for you to obey the Lord. So if you've ever been betrayed and it left you with a broken heart, just know that the Lord is the mender of broken hearts. He is your strength, your ever-present help. He is the Prince of Peace. He'll give you his joy and plant it deep within you. And then you will know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I know it's very painful to be betrayed, but trust in the Lord and he will bring you through the hurt, the pain, and sorrow. He is your peace. Amen and amen. That's the message for today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Precious King, and he is Lord of all. think it's over now, but you don't know just how your life is gonna change. When your days and your nights get harder,
the Holy Spirit promised to deliver.
The Lord has thought of work in your heart.
You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Thank you all for joining in for this hour. And all my faithful listeners and all you visitors that dialed in, or you visitors that have that are listening from your computers, thank you very much for joining us. And remember, we're here Wednesday night with Christian Talk. Okay, so stay tuned for that on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and check your time zone, because we are a worldwide ministry. So, a worldwide radio program. So check your time zone wherever you are all over the world and dial in. Okay, dial in or listen from your computer. God bless you, and we will see you next week.